For this Thursday, March 21st, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Family Matters of Posey County says they're having another mobile food distribution today from 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock. The distribution location is east of the Posey County Co-op building. Drivers should enter through the alley between 5th and 6th Streets. There is a limit of 2 households per car. This event is sponsored by the Tri-State Food Bank and the Indiana Department of Agriculture. There will also be a food pantry taking place today in New Harmony at the Holy Angels Community Center. This will take place from 3 until 6 o'clock. Coming up this Saturday is the Posey County Council on Aging Chili and Soup Cook-Off. Sampling will start at 12 noon at 611 West A Street. Winners will be announced at 2:30. Now, coming up on Saturday, April the 6th, it is the annual Pops Mount Vernon Football Dinner and Auction. It'll take place at the Posey County 4-H Center. This is for anyone 21 years and older. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Food will be provided by Hog and Sauce. There will also be live and silent auctions. The cost of a single ticket is $30 and the cost of a couple's ticket is $50. Tickets must be purchased online in advance. Visit the Pops Mount Vernon Football website or text 2024 MV Football Auction to the number 243-725 for a link to be sent to your phone. The Posey County Sheriff's Department is warning residents of a scam. It has been reported that people have been receiving calls with someone identifying themselves as a deputy with the Posey County Sheriff's Office. The caller is telling the recipients that they have failed to appear for jury duty. The scammer then asked the recipients to go to a kiosk and get money to pay for their warrant. Again, the Sheriff's Office notes that this is a scam and not to follow the instructions. Just a reminder that with summertime approaching, the Mount Vernon Parks and Recreation Department is now accepting applications for seasonal workers. Applications are being accepted for maintenance workers as well as pool workers. You can find the applications on their Facebook page or stop by the office at Hedges Central, Door 8. Dozens of local organizations will benefit from funds that were awarded by the Westside Net Club in Evansville on Tuesday night. During the Net Club's Tuesday night meeting, $208,000 was awarded to local charity and community organizations. Including the funds awarded on Tuesday, the Net Club says it has now awarded more than $600,000 to organizations for 2024. Checks for the funding will be presented at the Net Club's annual Founders Day meeting in September, where the Net Club has donated nearly $9 million since its inception. The Net Club says that the donations are made possible by community support each year for the Fall Festival and the Net Club Half Pot. Switching gears now to local sports from last night in high school action, Mount Vernon softball took care of South Spencer 12-0. Elena Allen tossed a no-hitter with 12 strikeouts. Hannah West went 4-for-4 with a pair of doubles and drove in 4 runs. It's also the first win for new Wildcats softball head coach Hank Lopez. There was no local college action last night, but from professional sports in the NBA, the Indiana Pacers started their 5-game road trip with a 122-103 win in Detroit over the Pistons. Pascal Siakam led Indiana with 25 points. The Pacers improved to 39-31 and will play at the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night. Coming up this evening in local sports, Mount Vernon baseball plays a scrimmage against Wrights at Bossy Field at 4:30. North Posey baseball has their scrimmage at Gibson Southern at 4:30, and Mount Vernon softball plays again at home against Ligoti at 5 o'clock. USI women's basketball plays their first round WNIT game this evening at home against Illinois Chicago. The ball goes up at 7 o'clock. If the Screaming Eagles win tonight, they will play Wisconsin in the second round of the WNIT. That wraps up your news and sports for this Thursday, March 21st. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.